We are in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tov Samach. We're at the very end of it, Siv Zayin. That's what we'll be doing today. Ein litoin beitzim shleimim b'matzah sheteyofa imohim. The Machaber says that you're not to put whole eggs into matzah, that they should bake with it. The reason, very similar to the halacha that was previously mentioned in the Machaber in Siv Vav, that we don't put cheese or meat filling in matzah as it's being baked. The reason being that we're afraid that this liquid is going to slow down the baking process, and in the interim, the matzah may turn to chametz. In this case, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that even b'di'eved, it's going to be aser, since we are knowing to aser a matzah kfula, a matzah that bent over in the oven, because it doesn't heat does not penetrate well. The same thing. The same halacha would apply here. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that that would not be true if you put something small as a filling in the matzah. That there we wouldn't aser it b'di'eved, because we would say that it's so thin, it's so small, that it did not prevent the matzah from baking well. Now, he mentions two things. One is, he says, even if they're not ground. Which means if they're ground, it's clear that they're very thin. But he says even if they're not ground, but he says zeronim. He must be talking about very small seeds. Because if they're bigger, remember, we aser a kuffel in a matzah. If the matzah is bent over in our rekikin dakin, which is so narrow, which is so thin, most seeds are thicker than what a matzah is. Therefore, we would end up asering b'di'eved if there's anything, the thickness of the dough of a matzah that you put inside it, because it's preventing the area around it from baking well.